The U.S. Justice Department tried to keep it quiet, but their announcement still set off alarm bells. A new office has been established that will comb through files to try and find people who may have misrepresented themselves while going through the citizenship process. Critics worry that it's an attempt by the Trump administration to strip new Americans of their citizenship. Here's the world's Roopa Shenoy.
John Bash, the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas, says the new unit will find cases where immigrants lied in the process of becoming U.S. citizens and get a judge to strip them of that status.
And we've been doing that. We've stepped that up 200% in the last 3 years. But it's getting to the point where we're getting enough referrals that it's time to stand up a standalone unit. And so we have 20 to 30 lawyers dedicated to bringing justice to victims of child molestation, to victims of terrorism, war crimes, and so forth.
This was Bash in an interview on Laura Ingraham's Fox News show. She read him a statement from the ACLU that says the new unit reveals President Trump's systematic campaign against people of color.
Is that really what's going on here, John? You're just willy-nilly going after people of color and just stripping them of their citizenship for no reason?
No, I mean, that is an outrageous statement that really impugns the integrity of all the career attorneys at DOJ that work on these issues.
But examining the records of naturalized citizens to look for fraud wasn't a government priority until the Trump administration. Hundreds of thousands of immigrants become U.S. citizens every year. In all, there are 20 million naturalized Americans, and very few have been stripped of citizenship. During the Obama administration, officials investigated, on average, about 50 immigrants a year for possible denaturalization. Cassandra Robertson says those cases came up as thousands of old immigration records were digitized and reviewed for the first time. Robertson directs the Center for Professional Ethics at Case Western Reserve Law School in Ohio.
Digitization made it easier to go back and look at the older records and see if there were errors or problems in earlier immigration files. Under the Obama administration, the purpose of that was to look for national security threats.
But the project's first successful case, announced in 2018, was against an Indian immigrant without a criminal record. A judge revoked Baljinder Singh's citizenship because Singh used a different name when he first entered the country 3 decades ago. Still, last year, the Trump administration sought to expand the project. It asked for $200 million to investigate roughly 900 American citizens and digitize and review another 700,000 old immigration files.
The people that they've been going after really don't seem to have any connection to prior war crimes or terrorism or threats to national security.
In New York, attorney Matthew Colkin says he's seen an influx of about 24 panicked naturalized citizens who've been notified of proceedings against them by the government. An old immigration document, newly digitized, shows they changed some detail they told officials long ago and never disclosed doing so. So they're charged with fraud. And fraud is grounds for being stripped of citizenship.
Realistically, almost every single immigrant who's ever applied for status in the United States has at one point or another failed to disclose something that's material.
Colkin's been able to keep all his clients in the country legally, but he warns immigrants who want to apply for citizenship that now is not the best time. Despite that, and the announcement of a new Department of Justice unit focused on denaturalizations, Los Angeles resident Estefania Lopez Perez is still urging her mother to go through the process to become a citizen.
Having that naturalization, you're fully American, quote unquote, and having her have that would be kind of a sigh of relief for everybody.
Because it still just feels safer to be a citizen, especially now when many non-citizens feel at risk of deportation, says Lopez Perez. She was brought to the U.S. from El Salvador when she was 5, and she became a naturalized citizen 2 years ago.
I wanted to gain the right to vote.
In this coming election, 1 in 10 eligible voters are naturalized citizens, and Lopez Perez hopes those voters will be thinking about all the unanswered questions raised by the Trump administration's new office focused on denaturalizations.
I don't know if they're going to be only looking into cases of people that have committed crimes and then looking into cases of people that may have inadvertently lied or said something wrong, or maybe be involved in a political organization or maybe have said something against the Trump administration on social media. I mean, like, I don't know when it will stop.
The more questions she and her family have, Lopez Perez says, the more fearful they'll be about the future. For The World, I'm Roopa Shenoy.